Well, and that's why bands like 220 and 902 will never really, you know, ever really be a big deal, because there's just, you know, all the bands that are had a commercial counterpart, so there was a lot of commercial gear to get retired out, surplused out, and there was no such thing. We cried like little babies when they UPS took 220. It was the best thing that ever could have happened. Too bad it didn't work. Because if UPS would have successfully had that, there'd have been all sorts of gear getting surplus out on a regular basis, and we'd have been able to really make something of what was left of T20 for us, you know. But instead, they got out of it. Now we all sit around, you know, does anybody make a 220 radio? You know, and then people, oh, why didn't they put 220 in this radio or that radio? Because it doesn't exist anywhere else. Nobody wants it except for a bunch of people here. It's just, you know. The regular universal ham bands for this world are 6, 2, 432, and then 1296. 902 and 220, they have no interest in that internationally. So somebody'd have to step up and make one that realized that would be U.S. market only. Nobody's, nowadays with things being broadbanded, you're seeing some radio that can do it. And that's more about the junk that they're putting out, you know, these Bofangs that can, you know, hell, I put out all over the place. What's the difference if I'll just make one of my spurs up in 220 actually work?